June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So we've already lost one coach this morning, Pete DeBoer. And the Knicks have just asked for official permission to interview Jason Kidd. So, you know, look out, Schottenheimer. You might get a job offer. Surely Bochy will be in demand. We'll see how it goes. But right now, we bring to you in studio, former two-time WWE champion, now one half of the AEW Tag Team Champions. It is Bobby Lashley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I got to ask this. I've been wondering this forever. How are you 48? Like, how does one look like that at really any age, let alone your age?
You know, I lied. I'm really 35.
Okay. I would feel better about that.
I would. That I'm actually 65. And still, it's just genetics. I look this good.
You know what I try to tell people? They say, I'm not like 48. So I say, this is what 48 is supposed to look like.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
I got some work to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I don't know. I know we have some time with him today. At some point, I do want to ask. Because your body didn't happen overnight. That's years and years of work, cardio, lifting, all these things to put in. Yeah. But at this point in your life, your workout different than it was when you were younger. And what is your weekly? Is it, hey, I do push-pull, I do the bro split. What are you doing work for?
Man, my workouts are completely different now. So when I was younger, it was lift heavy, lift hard. You know, you can train 2-3 times a day. Now, when I don't need to train or don't feel like training, I just don't. And I think that's what's important. I think you have to understand that your body cannot take the abuse like you did when you were 20 years old. You don't recover the same.
Yeah.
So my rest times are very, very important. And I think I get more out of my rest time now than I did before. So I can go hard, but if tomorrow I feel a little achy, I just won't do anything. But the consistency is important for me. I just have to keep moving. So sometimes my workouts aren't like banging heavy weights. It's more of going through different movements. Like I'll go out and I'll look at my body and I'll say, all right, I want to work out a little bit here. So I start doing something here. And then I start really moving into it. I just move into the workout and then I gradually pick it up and I gradually pick it up. Like I always talk about my pull-ups. I do 100 pull-ups.
Wow.
To start my workout.
That's the start.
For my back.
Okay.
But what I do it in a different way. I put my headphones on, whoever my workout partner is, we just kind of conversate, joke around. I'll do 3, he'll do 3, 5, and then we just keep going up and we keep number of it. Man, it could take us 20 minutes, it could take us 30 minutes, it doesn't matter.
But you get that 100 in.
You get the 100 in. or 150. And then after that, you already feel good. So your body's already ready to go. And then you do something else that's in there. Like you do your pull downs, your rows and stuff like that. You don't really need to do very much of those other workouts. If you put 100 pull-ups in, because now actually you leave knowing that you accomplished something. So right now my workouts aren't about building size, losing fat, anything like that. I actually have challenges that I like to do, and that's what my workouts are. So now it's fun for me. Like when I go in, I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to do 150 pull-ups, and I want to do it in under 20 minutes or under 10 minutes. So I still do the same 3, 5 or whatever, but I'm trying to beat that clock. And then when I do, it's like, all right, I accomplished something.
Yeah.
So now after I accomplish something, now I need to fail at something.
Okay.
So then I put on weight, I get to the point until I fail. So next time when I come back, I beat that. Okay. So it's that whole concept of me against me. And I have it with everything that I do. And man, actually, I'm going to start coaching. You know, I'm going into the coaching space.
Here we go.
So I'm going to start coaching people to understand how to lift, because I understand that there's gurus out there that are bashing every kind of workout that they see online. They're like, he shouldn't be doing this. He shouldn't be doing that. He should be taking this. I don't care about any of that. What I believe in working out is it's your body. You have to figure out your body. I can help you figure out your body. And then from there, you make little tweaks to make it better. And right now, the biggest thing with me being a little bit older is that mobility. Mobility is very important. So I just teach myself how to go into those awkward positions. You know, something as an older person, you tell somebody to just put your hands up and then go all the way down to the ground, sit down, lay down, and then come all the way back up.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't be able to do it.
Right? Yeah.
So you got to work to keep your body mobile. The longer you can keep your body mobile, the better it's going to be. Like our show, All In, there's certain moves that I've never done in my career. I'm going to do them then.
July 12th, Globe Life Field here in Arlington, 2 p.m.
I like it.
Go to Ticketmaster at AEWTix.com. Now, Corey, I got a question. I have a super...
I got a lot more workout questions throughout the day, though. So we'll get all of them in, though.
So I have a super nerdy, very niche wrestling question for him.
Do you think
I should ask it on the air?
For sure.
All right, Bobby, we're going to go on the Wayback Machine.
He's here. He has no choice.
That's a good point. I'm sure he could leave and rip the door off the hinges.
He probably could.
So I'm going to go way back. Oh. Back in 2006,
Dang. You
won the ECW title at the December to Dismember pay-per-view. Before you got to the main event and you were, did you watch a show at all and think, man, this show kind of sucks before you went out for the main event?
Man, I'm the type of fan that likes everything.
Okay.
So Even the things that suck, I find beauty in it.
Like, everything is beautiful, you know?
Okay, I like that. That's a good philosophy. I mean, obviously it's an important night for your career, but that's my favorite show in the world. So, okay. All right. So back to, because I know we're going to bounce back into some of the workout questions, everything like that. You mentioned it. All In, we've had, you know, Ricochet, MJF, Dustin Rhodes. We've had an opportunity to talk with a lot of people involved with this show. Has the build and the ticket sales and everything made it feel like a big show because it's y'all's first U.S. stadium show? But I know y'all have succeeded at a great level in England and other places like that.
You know, I think a lot of people are looking at that as like the measuring stick of where we're going to go. It can't be. We haven't even advertised matches yet.
Yeah.
So that's what's cool about it. And I think that that's what is going to be the thing that really skyrockets us, shoots us up a little bit, is when we start introducing matches.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard that before,
so we're trying to figure it out on the fly. Okay. Just keep going. Just keep talking. Okay. People are listening.
So for me, it's like once we start putting those matches out, then people are going to say, oh, I like that, and they're going to start jumping into it. But the one thing that I really love about it since I've been with AEW is these guys are incredible.
Yeah.
They're really incredible. Even the people that we don't even know about, the bigger names, we don't even know about them. Man, but these guys are friggin' incredible. So I'm really confident on the show. Like, I can plug the show all day long because I tell somebody, if you haven't seen wrestling, come watch these guys. They always say, you know, we're the best wrestlers. I don't care about all those little taglines. I really don't. I know that these guys are very, very talented. I know these guys can put on an amazing show. I mean, like, I'll throw names out.
Hold on, let me pause you there real quick. We are having a little bit of technical difficulty. We're going to pick this back up on the other side of the break. We will get to all of that next. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got our problems figured out, we do believe.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It could have just been the aura of Bobby Lashley that crushed that microphone as we've got him in studio with us.
I don't know if this one does the same thing. I have a theory. Now, I'm not an engineer, but you're wearing the Ray-Ban glasses that have the camera on them, aren't you?
I am.
I don't know. I have no clue.
They're not on.
Okay, Okay, well, there you go.
The light comes on when they're on.
Okay, see, that's I saw them earlier, and I'm like, these glasses are awesome. Yeah.
I was on a call before I came in, so I was rushing upstairs. I do a lot of real estate. So
yeah, okay. Man, I love that.
He's a busy man.
I'm wrestling, former world champion, current tag team champion. We're going to have this stadium show. But Raising what I awesome really kid. Need to tell you is about this Western style house today or whatever.
This is a Tudor home.
Yeah. So, and somebody said, I don't know if you feel this way. You feel like a humble fella. Somebody said, love this dude. He's an American hero. I don't know how many people know the story going back to when you were in the Army as well. Can you regale us with how you transitioned there and how you transitioned back out and into wrestling and this wacky world of professional wrestling that we're in?
Yeah. I think my whole story is kind of crazy, but I mean, just the small parts where I went through college, put myself through college. And then after I graduated college, I was successful, took a regular job out in St. Louis as a sports coordinator because I love sports and I had a business degree.
Hey, if I had a wrestling team, I would let you help coach it.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely do that. Same. We'll talk. And then after that, I mean, I joined the Army, and I made the Army World-Class Athlete Program. And I was a two-time Armed Forces champion there. And I actually took second at the Military World Championships in wrestling. So, wow. But my dad was in the Army for 26 years. My sister was in the Army for 8 years, and then now she works for the VA here in Dallas. I have another sister that was in the Air Force. She retired 20 years in the Air Force. All my uncles were in the Marines, Navy. You know, we are a military family.
Did you always think that was going to be your path then?
I thought that was going to be my path before even going to college. I wasn't going to go to college. I was going to go from high school straight into the military. I mean, I don't want to say we didn't have too many mentors, but as far as telling me other places to go, but I always knew that I wanted to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow my uncles, follow my dad. You know, as a young man, of course, you want to look up to your uncles. I had
for sure.
Four uncles and my dad, all in the military. So of course I wanted to.
How do you balance kind of impressing that level of pride and tradition with your kids without making it seem like, so this is what you're going to do or else, you know what I'm saying? It's probably a balancing act.
You know what I think with kids, the biggest thing with kids is just to be that positive influence. My son sees what I do. I talk to my kids all the time about everything. We're very open, but I think my son sees what I do, how I treat people, and that's the biggest thing that I like about my kids is that they are really good people.
Yeah,
you know, and it surprises me when people come up and it's like, man, your son's very respectful and your daughter, man, they are so nice. That impresses me more than anything else. And I think that my kids see me and they see how their mom is and how we treat people. And I think that's more important. And then the discipline also, my kids see my discipline. They see dad waking up in the morning, you know, I'm 35 years old. Plus, mm-hmm.
As we discussed earlier, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Me too.
And they're like, dad's still doing all this. Yeah. And I still eat somewhat healthy, working out all the time. And I'm still doing everything that I'm doing. So I think my kids kind of it's to see, show me what you're going to do versus just tell me.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, we were talking off air about some of the other sports that you like, and I know you mentioned golf, baseball. Did you get a chance to watch the NBA Finals last night?
I did.
Oh, man. How fun was that?
It was
stunning turn of events.
Yes, yes. That was a great script that they had for that one. I couldn't have planned a better finish.
Do you ever get mad when people are like, y'all's scripted, and you look at regular sports and you're like,
yeah, right?
We're scripted. All right.
Because the whole time they're talking about Halliburton has to step up. He has to step up, and he's running through the game with only 12 points. And then now that he hits 14 points, they forget about how many points he scored.
Yeah.
But they remember he was the game winner. So he did his job.
Do you think that's going to propel them to a series win? Because we talked about this the last couple of days. They were more than a 4-1 dog. And so we were like, if you think Indiana's going to win, maybe go put some money on that. Do you think this is going to propel the Pacers to the title?
I think they're going to do big numbers. They're going to be for the rest of the playoffs, just because of that first game. Because when I was watching the game all the way through it, I kept telling my son, I was like, man, this game's over. And my son kept saying, no, Dad, they like to come back. They like to come back. And I was like, bro, they're not coming back. I mean, the score is consistently 10 to what?
Yeah, 10 to 15 points.
They're not coming back. And and Indiana, I mean, they were playing so solid all the way through it. So I was like, man, it's just going to run its course, and then it's going to be over. And then the score starts shrinking and the lead starts shrinking. So it was like, it was a good comeback. In the wrestling world, we call it a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And then the finish was a three-pointer. Or not that three-pointer, but that buzzer beater. So I think it's that it was a perfect first game to have people more intrigued on the second, third, and fourth.
And Oklahoma City fed perfectly into the comeback, so Halliburton can close it out. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is they had 25 turnovers in that game.
Yes.
They turned the ball over 25, and Oklahoma City only had 7. All right, so game two, they don't have 25 turnovers that you just kind of feel like that's going to be an exceptional game for them. 25 is a stupid number in the first half. It was ridiculous.
let's look at the storyline.
Yeah.
The storyline was 19 in the first. Why didn't they get 19 in the second?
Look, this is the most turnovers that Oklahoma City has forced in the playoffs all season. And that's a damn good defense. But like, even then, on your home court, you couldn't win. But I'll admit, before the series, it's not looking great for me. I did say Oklahoma City in 5. That's looking very, very much like a dicey pick right now. They could still do it, but
I think you're right.
Oh,
I think you're right.
In your face, Corey,
because it wasn't like Indiana beat them.
Yeah,
it was like they had that.
See, though, that's the thing, though. That's the thing is, I think Indiana's that team that they make you leave the arena going, "What the f just happened?"
Yeah,
like what? How did that? Yeah. And you're sitting there going through it, and you're like, "Okay, so our next plan is to just make sure the last 5 minutes we don't screw up."
Yeah,
and Rick Carlisle has a tendency to make you do that. He did it with the Mavericks in 11, Oklahoma City had multiple of those games where they were just like, "What just happened?" And the Mavs were like, "See you later. We'll see you next time."
Yeah.
So I was thinking that too. Both teams play great defense, which is one thing, by the way, that Nico evidently saw about the Mavericks. They didn't have a good enough defense.
Yeah.
And so both teams have really good defense, but they have this belief. Indiana has this belief that we're in it no matter what the distance is between us. But I was like you. Last night I was like, man, 96 to 84, this one's over. Yeah. I'm going to go get ready for bed. And then I turn around, I was like, holy crap, what's happening here?
Go ahead.
What do you do as Oklahoma this time? Do you say, Let's bury him at the beginning and just blow it up to like 30 points in the first half. So you don't worry about anything and you can coast. Or it's like, let's just play 2-point game and then wait until that fourth quarter to really pick up the pace. See, which one do you do? Do you change?
I would go with the first one.
You try to kill them in the beginning.
Yes.
You got to rewatch that.
Yes.
You got to rewatch that game and go quarter by quarter and go, what did they do differently in this last 5 minutes that they weren't doing this whole game? What did they do to stop us? Because we were getting whatever we wanted early.
Shout out to Nembhard for Indiana.
They let you become really overconfident. That's what it is. And then in the fourth quarter, you're like, all right, we're good.
Just shoot, just throwing threes up.
Pull your best players out. They can take a break, you know. And lax, and then that's when they start really turning it up. Maybe, I don't know if that's their game plan, but if it is, it is an amazing game plan.
I thought Andrew Nembhard for the Pacers played excellent defense yesterday as well. You'd mentioned one of the sports you like is baseball, but also you'd mentioned, do you have one daughter, two daughters? Is that okay to?
Two daughters.
Okay. Yeah. Are they into softball at all by chance?
Not so much.
Okay. Because one of the things we were fascinated by is around here, we've all been interested in the finals of the softball College World Series because it's Texas against Texas Tech. And so tonight, game three, winner take all. But I was amazed to see this. Game one of that drew 2.1 million viewers. Game one of the Stanley Cup final drew 2.4 million. Do you think that says more about the elevation of women's sports, especially at times collegiate women's sports? Or does that give you an idea of maybe how Canada draws in America in the Stanley Cup final?
Oh, wow. You know what? I would hope to say it's women's sports.
Yeah.
Because I think across the board, I think women's sports, it's like if we keep telling people watch women's sports, then they'll watch it. And when you watch it, it is exciting. Softball especially. Softball is pretty exciting. My sister plays softball. So it's very exciting. So I think if it's just that there's so much talk. And we don't want to put it on one person because if we do, then people start getting all upset. But you know, Caitlin Clark, she really helped out women's sports across the board, not just one, but all of them. Then you have some other women like the Ronda Rouseys that were in there for a while that really put some eyes on women's sports. And there's a lot of other women that jumped up there and did it also. But I think the more we talk about it, more women step up and really elevate their sport. I think it helps women's sports across the board.
You know, Kevin, I think. Years ago, we started giving credit to wrestling, women's wrestling,
for being
at the forefront of that because it started taking center stage.
Yeah.
Where it was like, hold on, what are they doing?
And even then, it took a lot of pressure to make that happen.
Yes. Like, and I hate saying this because I'm on the same show, but man, the women in AEW, like Toni Storm's character is brilliant.
Tremendous.
It is brilliant. If you haven't seen it, go watch her. But also,
just real quick. We've looked at the videos where she is an old time Hollywood star who comes out with the butler and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's tremendous.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And that's what people tune in to watch. And her and then Mercedes Moné.
Of course.
Sasha Banks. I mean, come on.
Yes.
What's cool about her? Star. She's a star. What's cool about her is her ability in that ring. Yeah. I mean, like I watch her matches and I'm like, damn, Mercedes, like you're constantly evolving, constantly throwing different things out there. And now you have these two together, these huge characters. They're going to go at it all in. And I think it's awesome. I think Toni Storm's character just feeds right into her character because it's like she's an old school star and she's a new school star just based on their characters and throwing them. And they're both at the top. I think it's just a cool matchup.
Let me ask you a question about Mercedes. Let's say there was somebody who's part of the show, maybe in the other room. That would be really, really, really excited about meeting Mercedes Moné.
Uh-oh.
Do you think maybe you could help us facilitate such a thing so he could say hello?
I think so, because she loves talking about herself, and you guys give people a platform to talk about themselves. So, I'm sure we can line that up and get her in here.
How do you think, speaking about, you know, AEW, obviously you spent plenty of time in WWE.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a whole lot of question that AEW, like bell to bell, is the better wrestling. And I don't dispute that whatsoever. I love y'all's matches. How do you think the storytelling of the organization has come along? Because you could make an argument that like the bell to bell action can only get you so far. Yeah. You know, how do you think the AEW has come along in the storytelling department?
I think more people that come in there that understand the storyline part are going to help out the show. I think a big thing is, I think us, the Hurt Syndicate coming in there because we spent weeks on me. People wanted to know whether my thumb was going to be here, here, or here, which is a very small thing, but we had the crowd bought into this story. And right now people are like fantasy booking to figure out what's going to happen with it. We just brought this.
I even asked you that question off air.
We brought a mole in into our company, into our group, because it's like me, Sheldon. Oh, I said Cedric, but MVP, we're such tight friends.
He's a free agent now. I'm just saying.
Spilled the beans. So we've been really close and everybody knows that. So coming over to AEW, it's like MJF came over. We were in Denver the other day and everybody was chanting my name when we came out. And then we shifted over to Shelton. They started chanting Shelton's name. And then we said, what about MJF? And the whole crowd went from yay to boo.
Oh, yeah.
So now with that, how does that work? Does he kind of shift us more into that dark side, or do we bring him into that positive side? And then where are we going? He's been talking about winning the AEW World Championship, but we have two other guys that are going for it. So how does he interject himself into that storyline? And then what's going to happen with us? Is he going to screw us over? Are we going to screw him over? You know, and I think everybody's so bought into that. And I think, like you said, AEW, as far as wrestling ability, these guys are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. And I'm talking about some of the guys that we already know. The Will Ospreay is probably, I'm
unbelievable.
Sorry. He's probably the greatest in-ring person that I've like witnessed. The guy is crazy.
And if it's not him, Omega and Okada, they're going to go at it
Jay White is in there.
Yeah.
But even some of those guys, you know, you have some younger guys that are just crazy, crazy, crazy good. One of them is, we're going against him right now, Kevin Knight. That guy, I think as soon as he gets his time to really show what he can do, I think you're going to be saying him over everyone else. I mean, the guy is truly amazing. And we're in a little feud with him right now. That guy, the things that he can do in that ring is just like blown away. When we were looking for a tag team to go against, we had tag teams coming after us saying they want us, and we're looking at other tag teams. And I was like, I want the best fight. And I saw that kid and I was like, man, that kid might be the one. I'm using the old Floyd trick of get them when they're early so I can put their notch on my belt.
Let's hey, you, Canelo, yeah.
I'm going to go knock him out and beat him before he gets really good and becomes the top of that business. And I can say, you know, I beat him. When I'm sitting back sipping my tea in retirement, I'm going to say, you know what, that kid, yeah, I pinned him.
you mentioned MJF, that Corey. What was your impression of MJF? We got a chance to talk with him and listen to his insults about us at the Club Life Field.
Yeah, he made some large man jokes, and that was fine. It was expected. But then he started pointing out women that you could be married to. He was like, that's your wife? Oh, that's your wife right there?
I kept telling him my wife wasn't there, and he goes, are you sure? That lady.
Then he dropped, we did warn him, he dropped a couple cuss words. We had to let it, we were counting, but everybody was keeping count for him. That was fun. And then I said something to him. Can't remember. Oh, yeah. I told him. That's right. I told him that he could go kick rocks down to Houston because I'd made my little speech up for him. So I was like, all right, now it's my turn to cut a promo. And I did. I cut a little promo on him. And he said, who said that? He walked off, threw his headset down, walked off, turned around, was like, who said that? And Kevin immediately was like, that guy right there.
I was like, it was me.
And actually, it was that guy over here. And then he came around. He tried to give me a wedgie. Joke's on him. I don't wear underwear. So he had to learn that lesson really quickly. And then, but what was really funny though, after all was said and done with, he was on the other side of the area and I could see him. And I gave him a little hat tip and he gave me a thumbs up. And then we both entertained. We entertained the room, and that's what it was all about.
Yes. And he is very entertaining.
He is very entertaining. I have always wondered, like, some people are who they are on and off the screen. I've always wondered how much of his on-screen persona trickles out into his off-screen life.
Yes.
Because that feels like that could be problematic at times.
He never turns off.
Yeah.
Or does he, or he never turns on.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, it looks like he got a role in a movie based on that character. Yeah. I can just carry this over into being one of Sandler's kids.
The kid is living a pretty amazing life for as young as he is. You know, his wife is gorgeous. He makes a ton of money. He's on TV every week. And he knows how to work it. So
yeah,
that was one reason why we were like, man, this kid is This kid may have it. He has an it factor. Now, with that it factor, for some people, it could be the death of them.
Yeah.
That's why for us, we're just like, I keep my eye on him all the time. I brought him into the group. I gave him the thumbs up eventually, but I'm keeping my eye on him. Then let me ask you guys, have had an opportunity to be around him. Do you trust him? Would you trust him?
Would you? Mm-mm. Hell no.
No, absolutely not.
You know how this is going to end, Bobby, and so do I. Look, we know how it's going to end, and so do I. You're killing me.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.